Pulse FM. Well, if you were on social media at all yesterday, unless you were living under a rock, you probably know that the biggest thing trending it's trending in multiple categories,
yeah.
You know, for multiple reasons, Donald Trump. it was trending under president, under POTUS, under impeached, mm-hmm. under record breaker. So Donald Trump was impeached again yesterday, the only president in the history of the United States to be impeached twice, and he did it all with only one term. Most presidents get two terms. He's the greatest at getting impeached. That's the joke that everybody makes because Trump is the greatest at everything. So this is hilarious. So now impeachment proceedings go to the Senate where they do a trial. I came up with a really good analogy for this yesterday because it's American politics, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not there. It's different than how we do things here. It's like the impeachment is like being arrested. And then going to the Senate is like going to court,
right? Okay, that makes sense.
So he's officially been like arrested and accused, not arrested, right? But he's like officially been accused of inciting insurrection. Mm-hmm. And now there's going to be a trial and the trial's in the Senate. 2/3 of Republicans have to vote to have him removed. It's like 99% chance that this is not going to happen before Joe Biden's inauguration, but they should still do it as a precedent for incoming leaders and so that he doesn't get $1 million a year travel.
So does that continue or do they have to stop it as soon as Joe Biden comes in as president?
No, I think like it still continues.
Okay,
it's like,
good,
no. He was like officially impeached and removed so he doesn't get the benefits and stuff. That's my understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of news around Trump yesterday. He spoke out for the first time, like really boldly, denouncing violence as opposed to just saying, hey, you're great people. You're very special. I love you. I love you. Just try not to break everything.
Scooter, that was a good impression.
You may not know this about me, Jacqueline. I'm an impressionist. But he said yesterday, I have never been about mob violence. Law and order is what makes our country great. So he said that. Yeah, so that is good. But the best part, it's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
So now, apparently, this morning, Donald Trump has asked his people to stop paying his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, my goodness.
Rudy Giuliani is his personal lawyer, the dude from Four Seasons Total Landscaping, former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. Total scumbag.
Yeah, he sucks.
Trump has said, I've been impeached now. What am I paying this lawyer for? Stop paying his bills.
Do you know like, how things
I
work,
know.
Buddy?
One, you have no idea. Two, you understand that this guy is like knows all the dirt on you, right? He knows every dirty little secret. So it's like this should be a lesson to everyone. Do not get close to Donald Trump. He will screw you in the end. Only 6 more days until this whole schmozzle is over, and it cannot come soon enough.
And other positive U.S. politics news here. Joe Biden, of course, is going to be inaugurated next Wednesday, and he kind of announced a sort of party that's happening in honor of him. There's going to be a 90-minute primetime TV special hosted by Tom Hanks. Oh my gosh, I just blanked so hard. Hosted by Tom Hanks, and it is going to be headlined by Justin Timberlake, which is so exciting. They also revealed some other acts yesterday. Jon Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Aunt Clemens, and today they announced 2 more huge acts, one of them being...
So great.
Lady Gaga.
So great.
She's going to be singing the national anthem.
Remember, she sang it at the Super Bowl not long ago and killed it.
Oh, she kills every performance.
Okay, that's awesome. So it's now he's got Timberlake, Bon Jovi, Gaga, like the biggest talents in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and?
And the next artist that was announced is... Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks
up. Your body up and drop it on the floor. Wow, that's big.
I'm so excited. This is just going to be like the best online concert ever.
Well, it's very cool because they're still doing it. Like normally they do a big inauguration celebration live and like millions of people show up and it's a huge party and stuff. Obama had like U2 and Bruce Springsteen. Donald Trump had Toby Keith. And 3 Days Grace.
Who's that?
Exactly. And now Biden is going to have, again, some of the biggest, raddest talent in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you can't be there in person doesn't mean you can't partake. So this is really great.
Yeah, I love that they're doing it a virtual event. Of course, like everyone's going to be virtual. I think a couple of the artists will actually be there, but they're going to also have a lot of virtual appearances. These are not the only people that are going to be there.
So there's still more.
There's still more to come, which is going to be great. 1, 2, 3, come on. Pulse FM.